Today's poem reaches back into the archive of that quintessential poet of nature, William Wordsworth. It is called There Was a Boy, and it tells the brief tale of a young lad he knew when he was a child growing up in the Lake District of England. This anecdote was originally part of Wordsworth's much longer autobiographical poem, The Prelude, but he chose to publish it as a separate poem because it perfectly epitomizes his understanding of how, when we seek out a kind of relationship with nature, it will often communicate its truths to us in ways that we least expect. The boy of the title, it seems, was an expert imitator of owl sounds, and he would use this skill to try to make the owls of the Lake District respond to his calls. The fact that he was successful at this is remarkable in itself, but like many other such illustrative vignettes in Wordsworth's oeuvre, the real point of the story is when the boy fails at this game, and the resulting silence is when a much deeper, ineffable kind of communication takes place. This effect is repeated at the end of the poem, when another kind of silence unexpectedly emerges, and we are left to ponder, like the poet, what no words or sounds can ever fully describe. There Was a Boy by William Wordsworth. There was a boy, ye knew him well, ye cliffs and islands of Winander. Many a time at evening, when the earliest stars had just begun to move along the edges of the hills, rising or setting, would he stand alone beneath the trees or by the glimmering lake, and there, with fingers interwoven, both hands pressed closely palm to palm and to his mouth uplifted, he, as through an instrument, blew mimic hootings to the silent owls that they might answer him. And they would shout across the watery vale and shout again responsive to his call with quivering peals and long halloos and screams and echoes loud redoubled and redoubled, a wild scene of mirth and jocund din. And when it chanced that pauses of deep silence mocked his skill, then, sometimes, in that silence, while he hung listening, a gentle shock of mild surprise has carried far into his heart the voice of mountain torrents, or the visible scene would enter unawares into his mind with all its solemn imagery, its rocks, its woods, and that uncertain heaven received into the bosom of the steady lake. Fair are the woods, and beauteous is the spot, the vale, where he was born. The churchyard hangs upon a slope above the village school. And there, along that bank where I have passed at evening, I believe that near his grave, a full half hour together I have stood, mute, for he died when he was 10 years old.